Lifestyle Matters. It's more than money. I'm Faisal Carmelli, and joining me, filling in for Dave Popowich, Liana Wojcik. Liana, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Now, this is a great week. It's the trades after Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Woohoo!
Mm-hmm.
We get to see what happened in the markets. And then, of course, as Canadians, we're like, uh-oh, Trump's in now. We got to figure out what's going to, this whole concept of drill, baby, drill. What's the energy sector saying about that? The impacts on the Canadian economy, because we have a new or returning president to it. And then we also are going to talk about one of your favorite topics.
Mm-hmm. It's one I talk about a lot.
If it isn't your favorite, it is now, because I just said it. Estate planning and the whole concepts, issues from insurance to protection to tax to even getting your will.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got a guest on our show talking about, you know, this month is Make a Will Month. It's also Financial Literacy Month. So I think we can tie these two together, talk about your favorite topic.
Mm-hmm.
Joining us today, we've got Aaron Burry, co-founder and CEO of Willful. Aaron, welcome to the show.
Hi, Faisal. Hi, Liana. Nice to be here.
Okay. Financial Literacy Month.
Yeah. So Willful is the company, of course, that you run. You did a survey last month. So maybe give us a little bit of the results of the poll that you did and what you found out.
Absolutely. Well, I think we know from the 7 years that we've been around that it's tough to get people to think about doing their will, both because it's an uncomfortable subject, because there are a lot of misconceptions and myths around creating a will, and also because it is an investment both of time and money. And so what we really wanted to look at was how has the economic climate this year, you know, rising interest rates and inflation affected some of those financial to-dos on Canadians' lists, like writing or updating a will. And what we really found from the results is that it's been a pretty big impact. You know, almost half of Canadians, almost half of Albertans say they are in a worse financial position today than they were at the beginning of the year. And almost three quarters have put off key items on their financial to-do list due to the current economic climate. So, you know, those are just two of the high-level findings. But really what it says to me is Canadians are having to put off their financial future or delay it in favor of just keeping heads above water today.
Well, and one of those financial pieces that they delay or maybe don't want to think about at that point in time becomes writing a will. And I've talked extensively about this, so this will be me climbing onto my soapbox a little bit. But there are far too many people who I talk to on a regular basis who either don't have a will at all or who haven't updated their will in 20 plus years, their lives have changed significantly. So I'm going to ask this question in a little bit of a different way. Is there any circumstance in which somebody should not have a will?
Well, I'm biased, obviously. So my answer to that is no, because, you know, one of the biggest myths that we hear is, well, I don't need a will because I'm young or I don't have a lot of assets. But a will is about so much more than who gets your assets. It appoints an executor to wrap up your estate, guardians for minor children or pets. So even if you're 21, you have $5 to your name, no kids, no pets, and you pass away without a will, your assets are going to be distributed as per a government formula. And the courts are going to have to appoint an executor to wrap up your estate, which just slows things down and adds stress to your family at a time when they should be focused on grieving. So in my mind, everyone should have a will. Now, we know from our data at Willful, our average customer is between 30 and 55 with young children, a spouse, large assets like a house. So it's probably wishful thinking to imagine that folks are graduating from university and the first thing they're getting is a will. But in reality, we all should prioritize this important document.
Out of curiosity, have you seen particular trigger points that get people to redo their wills? And if you haven't seen them in particular, what do you think those trigger points should be?
Absolutely. I mean, the great thing is we can ask folks when they come to Willful what caused them to think about creating or updating a will. And so the number one reason is the birth of a child, which I have two kids, ages 1 and 3. So that's very top of mind for me, having just gone through updating my will for the second time. So birth of a child is number one. Number two is the purchase of a large asset, usually a home, but could be a car or a boat or something like that. And then number three is surprising when you hear it, but then when you think about it, it makes sense. It's the loss of a loved one. And that's really because every time that you've been to a celebration of life, if you're like me, on the way home, you're thinking in your own head, what would I want? Would I want to be buried or cremated? What would I want? Open bar party? Or would I want a funeral home service? And so it really does trigger people to think about it. And to your point, Leanna, if you've had a family member that's passed away without a will, you know how messy it is, and you become really the biggest advocate for getting a will. If you had a loved one that had a will, you see how much easier it makes it. So either way, you're very motivated to get your own estate plans in place, but then you're also this advocate for getting a will in general.
Okay. Leanna, as you know, mm-hmm. I have an 18-year-old turning 19 out in university in Ontario. I'm in Alberta. She's an adult. She has a little bit of assets. She was able to save. Can you believe it? That's the first, mm-hmm. that's the first mm-hmm. aha moment. We have this.
You've taught her well.
18-year-old that's got some savings. This is great. Outside of her TFSA, first home savings account, she has some money in a non-registered account. She has assets, but she's a student. And parents don't always think that your student, your adult student, should have a will. Guess what's going to happen during Christmas? Well, I want to do it this month, and I'll tell you why I want to do it this month. Because this month, well, Aaron, why don't you tell us what's happening this month with wills and it being the will month and all this fun stuff? You're kind of giving us a bit of a discount here. Talk about what's happening from a promotion perspective that can get people like me, parents like myself, or even adults that are, that have maybe the ability to start off on their first will. What program do you have going on for the month of November?
Yeah, so November is Make-A-Will month. In my mind, the most fun month of the year, but an important one nonetheless. And we, you know, Willful, my husband and I launched it 7 years ago because we had a family member pass away and saw how stressful it is when you haven't had end-of-life conversations. So really our mission is just to remove the barriers of cost, convenience, complexity that really give people pause when they're thinking about creating a will. So this month in general, Make-A-Will month, is all about education. What is a will? Why do you need one? What happens if you pass away without one? And then, you know, my message is always get a will. You know, if a lawyer is the right fit for you, great. If that suits your situation and your budget, for many folks, a lawyer is out of reach, both financially or just from a logistical perspective. And so in November, you can get 25% off your will and a $25 gift card by using Willful to create your will. Think of it like a TurboTax style software program. We work with lawyers in each province. We have a great partner in Calgary, in Alberta. They draft all the legal documents, and then we guide you through step by step. We help you appoint key roles like executors, beneficiaries, et cetera, and provide you with a set of documents that you can sign and witness to make legal. So again, my message in Make a Will Month is get a will. If Willful is the way that you choose to do that, we would absolutely love to have you. But either way, I hope that this segment and this month prompts you to think more about filling those gaps in your estate plan.
Aaron, you missed one thing, and what caught my attention is, first of all, you're pretty much across the country in 10 provinces, so that's fantastic. Number two, starting price for some of this, because people think wills, estates, you must have to pay a lot of money. What's it starting at in price-wise?
Yeah, so you can get a will for $99. So actually, that really becomes $50, right? Because you're getting 25% off, and then you're getting a $25 gift card to a retailer of your choice back. So this will is costing you $50. Now, on average, if you were going to visit a lawyer, depending on big city versus rural area, the cost can vary, but you're probably looking at $400 and up minimum to get that document in place. And Willful also offers free unlimited updates in future. So if your life changes, if you move provinces, if you need to go back and make an update, you can do that for free. So again, it's not as time consuming and expensive as you might think to create a will. It really is something that you can knock off during your kid's nap time, while you're watching that Netflix show on your laptop or your smartphone. It's easier than you think.
Let's put the will in will and do it. Get your wills done. Aaron, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
We've been joined by Aaron Burry, co-founder and CEO at Willful. Now, estate planning, taxes, passing on their wealth to the people you choose is going to be a topic that many are concerned about, especially as they transition and live in retirement. We have our upcoming seminar talking about that specific topic. When's our seminar, Leanna?
That's right. Tuesday, December 3rd, 7 p.m. We're live in person at the Carriage House Inn here in Calgary. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com or connect with us on Facebook to register.
How do you protect your estate? Let's join us after the break. We're going to talk about that on QR Calgary and More Than Money.